following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show. We've got a full house this morning. We got Captain Chip Wingo.
Good morning.
Captain Chris, Captain Chris Nichols.
Howdy.
There's somebody else on my mind, I'm sorry. And must be thinking about me for
my
some reason.
On my money.
And Ted Hartman this morning.
Good morning.
And so anyway, we've got some questions. Give us a call. I don't have to look at the phone to see if Chip's on there already because he's here.
There you go, inside line to Chip this
it's
morning.
It's kind of funny.
You got
how
him
that
on a
works.
Leash.
Yeah.
Because I'm always so early at the ramp anyway.
Yeah.
It's a habit I have of making sure, you know, I've fixed stuff before the charter got there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had dead batteries and booked it to Walmart, put a new battery in.
Mm.
I don't have that problem anymore now that I use interstates. But, you know, it's like Leon always makes fun of me because I'm early.
Mm.
If we both have a charter at 7, I leave a good hour before he does,
mm.
You know, and I'm like, man, you know, it's just, I have a routine.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, I don't like getting at the ramp right when my clients are getting there. So,
yeah.
I get ribbed about that all the time.
My dad told me a long time ago, if you're on time, you're late.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
I gotta talk to you about that interstate thing when we get a moment.
Talk to me anytime about them. They're great.
But what, the AGMs?
Yeah, the AGMs. Yeah.
There's three of them over at Matt's that test out
perfect
and they're mine. So if
what's the date on them?
I don't know. I'd have to call him or whatever. But, you know, I had new batteries put in my boat, and he said these test out good. But, you know, that was the problem with Minn Kota. I mean, with Motor Guy telling them.
Did they ever figure out the issue?
I'm supposed to get a new motor in a week.
What did you switch to? You bought another one?
No, they're supposed to be sending me one.
What have you been using?
I've been using a friend of mine's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He
had a motor just like mine, and he loaned it to me back in like the 15th of December, and it's been working fine on my boat.
So I went over to Matt's.
That shows you it's not my boat.
I went over to Matt's. I went over to Matt's, dropped my boat off, and went to Georgia. I come back, and power pole's fixed. New GPS. I kept the old, I have a Garmin,
mm-hmm.
and then I put on the Helix, the Hummingbird Helix. So now I have two GPS depth recorders on the boat. I went with a smaller unit that's, you know, on a ram mount on the top. And went to a 36-volt trolling motor on my boat. So now I have three batteries on the boat.
Yeah, you have power now.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable. Everybody's, well, you can ski. I'm not looking for that. But the nice thing about it is when it's on, it's barely using any power.
Mm-hmm.
So battery life, I've once burned a battery up, and that was fishing bull reds on wide open and current that I should have moved to another spot.
Yeah.
But we were getting bites,
yeah.
So I didn't leave until the red light came on and I was
done. It's like, yeah.
So, you know, then, you know, so I get back and my boat's like brand new. I mean, it's like, I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
new
toys.
I mean, it's, you know, I had somebody say something. You know, it's weird. I get calls. They're like, hey, I got a trolling motor problem. It's doing this and this. I'm like, why are you calling me?
Yeah.
Call Matt.
Oh, I know.
Same. But they're like, well, do I just go? I said, just go there.
Yeah.
Drop it off. You know, I mean, it's,
Well, and a lot of times people can't do that without dropping the whole boat off because they have it fixed mount, you know, on the boat.
Yeah.
Which the best thing in the world is have those quick release mounts. You can pop that thing off, take it to him. You still use your boat, you know, whatever. So,
you know, I was there the other day, and the guy from Power Pole was there. Mm-hmm. Now, Power Pole's come out with a new charger that's unbelievable for your battery banks, and it'll move power around. when it detects batteries dropping low. Like, say you're using your live wells.
Oh, yeah.
This, that, power poles, and it starts to wear, lower your main battery, your house battery. It'll boost it back up. If it goes below a certain level, it'll use your two batteries to actually fire off your motor.
So it's in the whole network. It's not just on your troller battery.
Yeah, it's in the whole network. Okay. But the thing is it tells you not to do that, but it's there for emergency situations. But it also works as a smart charger, too.
Hmm.
So when you're running, it's pumping power back into your batteries.
Yeah.
And it's got a hefty price tag on it. They all do, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, leave it to PowerPole. The thing with PowerPole is, if you ever have an issue, they have the best service in the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming out with their own troller motor. So
there you go.
You know, it's,
yeah,
there's a lot of people coming out with troller motors, like Garmin, and they've got one out and everything. But you know how it is. It's like, I don't want to be the guinea pig.
Yeah. Oh, well, brand new. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was asking about the AGMs in Interstate, because my Optima. Everybody's saying, well, Optimas are not like the old ones. And mine's over 7 years, and it's still cranking the truck just fine. And
if
I'm
you
used
get
to
7 years out of a battery.
Yeah.
You're
that's
doing
phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, look at.
It's phenomenal, but.
But then again, it's still tied to what y'all were talking about. I think on a. There was a discussion recently about the different situation in a truck or car battery.
Yeah.
Then. Over the boat batteries, because of the fact one will sit, one's being charged like all the
it's
time.
It's maintained.
Yeah.
Well, it's
being topped off.
Well, and see, when I come home, I plug my boat in.
Yeah.
So mine's maintained.
So do I. Charlie,
constantly.
Charlie always said, as soon as you get home, first thing you do, before you start washing down, plug her in, because those batteries do better when you immediately, if you drink, you could run them down.
Yeah.
But just get them back on charge, start building them back up. Do not let them sit. And y'all were talking about that,
mm-hmm.
too, yeah. about not.
Well,
don't
you know, let them. The way we use them, Vic and I, sorry to interrupt you, mm-hmm. Vic. Well, the way we use them, ours are running constantly.
Yeah.
So I don't get, I'll use my batteries a year, and then I replace them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take a chance. You know, they're still fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But I just replace them every year. Just like when I do my 100-hour service, you know, that's basically with me a little less than a year, but you know, I'm doing that 100-hour service. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that, not all at once, but I have that round that you go through, because batteries, like anything else, have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Leon's using lithium ion batteries that are guaranteed for 10 years replacement,
regardless of the charge situation.
Yeah, they're good for 1,000 or more charges. You can't get that out of a lead acid.
Oh, 1,000 charges with us is like less than.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about like a dead from a dead.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing with a lithium ion battery too is it runs at top power all the way through, mm-hmm. and then it just stops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
You know, and
no warning.
But I look at Leon's 36-volt batteries, and we'll go out and we'll fish all day. He'll come back and he'll have like 20% used. You know, bull red fishing, he's got 20% of his battery capacity used, you know. And my philosophy, and Matt seemed to agree with it, was, all right, so you have your boat, say your boat's rated for a 150. You put a 115 on it, that motor works hard.
Yeah.
You put a 36-volt trolling motor on an 18, almost 19-foot redfish or flats boat. Yeah, it adds some weight to it, but also took some of the squat away from the boat, too. But it doesn't work as hard, so theoretically it should last longer.
Well, your batteries are back aft?
No, there's two mid and one forward.
Okay.
And you can spread them apart, too.
Yeah.
As long as you have a big enough gauge wire.
Yeah.
So
that's what I like about my stealth charger. It's when you crank the boat, it's you know, it cranks. I mean, it charges the cranking battery first. Then it goes through its algorithm and charges your trolling motor batteries. So when I run out from like the creeks after using the trolling motor a lot, I run to the jetties. It's got, you know, a pretty good charge back into it, you know. So I haven't had a red light since, you know, gosh, since I've had it put in.
That's awesome.
You know.
That's the next thing.
Yeah, they're a little pricey, but I'm going to tell you it's well worth it, you know. But anyway, give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And give us a call if you like, 222-8255.
Well, there's a red light on that we can live with.
Yeah, there you go. That one's kind of blinking a little bit, and it looks like it's off or something almost. But
it's me.
I'm watching this one down here, though.
It's his iPhone, that newfangled iPhone. It's he's the got. New it's iPhone. Talking to
talking
us.
To yeah. It, yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to jump in there.
Throwing it off there.
I can't wait to take videos and pictures on the boat with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a real quick question for you guys. In the last 4 years, how many trolling motor plugs have you replaced or had to fix?
One.
Yeah, one.
One.
Never had to replace it yet.
Yes. And mine,
what do you have?
I use fluid film on the back.
What trolley motor plug do you use?
It might be a Marfa.
Is it the three prong twist lock
with the O-ring? Three prong twist lock. Yeah.
Because we were talking about this the other day with the trolling or the battery tender plus that plug we use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've had the same one for 4.5 years.
We got somebody on here might.
He's getting wet trying to get to the ramp, I'm sure.
Morning, Leon.
Thanks a lot, Lug Nuts.
Oh, man, I was reading your name backwards. I said, who's that guy that says Noel?
Noel.
Well, that's my middle name, so that's I always said it's because I'm such an angel, you know, because my middle name's Leon.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it is. That's my middle name.
What's going on, guys?
So are you duck hunting this
morning?
You,
brother?
It's not raining. It's just misting out here, Chip.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to go away. It's going south of us, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot down south.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's a couple of times this week we were supposed to get, like, frog stranglers, and we really didn't get it.
That Caddyshack downpour.
Yeah.
Hey,
the heavy snow's not supposed to come down for some time.
I know. All night the other night.
It's way down south, Leon. Yeah. You don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, it's going to be clearing up here, you know.
You know, this will be one of those days where Leon crushes it.
Probably. Yeah. Since I had such a bad day yesterday, man. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Did you fish yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
I probably don't want to ask you what you did.
Well, I'll tell you what I didn't do. I waited an hour and a half for my primary client to show up at the ramp. So I took his guest out fishing for an hour and a half before the client showed up. You know, he slept in. So his client was at the dock at 7 a.m. I said, let's go fishing. And, I mean, we went fishing until he called us. And we're like, hey, just because you're sleeping, it doesn't mean we're going to wait for you at the dock. We're going fishing. So
they weren't out partying together, huh?
No, they weren't. We went out and banged the back creeks for an hour and a half before he showed up, catching redfish, trout, and flounder. Which, speaking of which, Vic, I cannot figure out why, but I have absolutely been crushing the winter flounder this year.
That's
numbers that I've never seen before.
I know, you know, Chip was talking about that too, about catching them out there. And, I mean, you know, in the wintertime, you know, people always say, you know, that the flounder are completely gone. They're not completely gone, but usually you'll catch one here and one there, you know, very, very few of them. But there's still, you know, some of them hanging around. But what y'all been doing, and like you're telling me, I mean, they've got to be, you know, pretty thick down there, really.
They have to be unbelievably. I mean, catching 6, 8, 10 flounder.
That's what I mean.
Well, you had, what, 16? 15. 15?
15 the other day.
What's the water temperature there?
That is unbelievable.
10 of them were keepers. I mean, bigger keepers.
Yeah, but still, I mean, for this time of the year.
Yeah, keepers, so.
Yeah, for this time of the year, I mean, that's great. I mean, especially if you get keepers out of them, you know.
What were they eating?
Mud minnows and shrimp. I mean, I'd throw and work the banks, or I'd work poles, and I'd get halfway back to the boat, you know, working my way out of a hole or whatnot, and dump. I'm like, I know what that is.
Yep.
And I mean, it got to the point where I actually had my clients targeting them. And I'm like, you see that? Yeah, that's a flounder. Damn. You know, I mean, I just had one on my last cast.
Is there any mullet down there?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of mullet down here.
See, that's what, there are very few up here, far in between. Imagine they're in Mud Creek, because they're always in Mud Creek, mullet are, year-round usually. But other than that, I mean, you only see just a few mullet around, you know, up here.
Yeah, water temperatures ranging from like 57 to 60 degrees, depending on if there's sun out.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect snook temperature.
That's strange. Yeah. It was 57 up here yesterday, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that still a little cold for flounder, though? I mean, about 68?
You figure a lot of those flounder up north or in North Carolina, that water temperature is way low up there, and they stay around there year-round, too.
Yeah, Dingman did a show up there in New Jersey catching the heck out of flounder, and you know that water's cold up there.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's also cold offshore, too, when you find them colder. What'd you hit?
I just remembered I was supposed to grab those jig heads off the counter.
Right, bro. Mm-hmm.
I forgot the jig heads.
They sell them there.
Nah. That's funny.
Like, I used the 10-cent special jig heads. So when you lose 10 of them, you're not in a bad mood for the rest of the
day. You're not crying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
but you know, those no-brainers, those no-brainers really don't get hung up near as bad as regular jig head.
Oh, no. No, you know, I mean,
I think it's the way the point's turned in. You know, it doesn't grab a hold of that oyster bed or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we had probably three of them hung up yesterday that I showed the guys. You know, they're trying to, you know, pull. I said, just, you know, pull it slow because, I mean, they already pulled it, so you can't just flip it out of there. Usually just flip it out of there, you know. But, you know, so, I mean, we just tightened the line and just grabbed the spool and just pulled real slow, rolled the oyster over and pulled it on in, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And it just come right loose.
Yeah, the weighted hooks also are like a keel, keeps the point riding up, and like that weighted hook.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, if you're not stupid, you'll get the rig back.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, reaching over there and going full Hercules, snatching on it, dude. Chill out.
Yeah,
just now if you want to throw it,
Well, if you use 40 to 50 pound fluorocarbon like I do. And
right.
I literally will take that no-brainer with 40, 50-pound fluorocarbon and a 20-pound braid and throw the crab on top of the submerged oysters, specifically putting it there and leaving it there.
Yeah, speaking of Mud Creek, throw over there on the right-hand side of the creek. Let's test it.
That's topwater central right
there. It is.
Should be a little sign over there.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, you're talking about just as you enter.
It's all
Even when you pass the Ranger House.
That's
down
the
there,
oyster highway over there.
Yeah.
I saw an old well craft in there one day, Leon, high and dry in between two of them.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy looked at me, is you going to help me get out of here? I'm like,
hell no.
Sir, there is no way. He's literally riding on two bars.
Yeah, it's like you want to lift it up and bring it out.
I'm like, you might want to call the base and have them airlift you out. You're not getting out.
You got a better chance of raising the Titanic than getting your
two. Yeah.
That's awesome. What are you going to fish for today, Leon?
I'm going to start heading south. I'm going to go to Stokes and work the back. I'm going to throw for sheephead and for redfish. I know they're in there because I got them yesterday. A lot of males, unfortunately. I didn't get any females sheephead yesterday, so I'll give it a wag this morning. I bet you dollars to donuts this weather outside is going to keep the boat traffic down. So,
you know, brother, I feel bad for you that you're bored with flounder, so you got to go switch up and go to other species. I'm feeling for you, brother.
I know. It's so funny saying that in the dead of winter. Oh, yeah, we kept 9 flounder today, and you know, along with the rest of our catch.
I mean, I tell you, man, for having flounder like that this time of the year is just amazing to me.
Call in landers,
you know.
I just can't figure it out.
I can't either. You're not going to come up here and catch 9 flounder.
Mm-hmm. I don't even target them this time.
No, I don't either.
That's probably why they're not caught.
I'm serious.
That could be. But,
it's funny. My brother was fishing the creek last Saturday. He never gets to fish. He goes once like every 6 months. And he calls me up and he's like, there's some guy flying up on plane right at me and just spun around and left. I go, that's Leon.
Yeah.
And it was.
Have a good day, Leon.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Uh-oh, tell your number out there, because I don't have your number written down here. Uh-oh.
It's 904-614-4989.
All right, Chip.
Hey, Gary, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. If you can hold on
to the
break.
Chip, we go to the rescue.
We'll be right back.
AM
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Delta Airlines and American Airlines suspending all flights between the U.S. and China as the coronavirus outbreak spreads. United Airlines is suspending flights to three big Chinese cities, but will continue flying to Hong Kong. The move follows a State Department warning against travel to China. American says it's suspending flights beginning last night through March 27. Delta and United said their actions will take effect February 6, designed to allow time for customers in China to leave the country. Several European airlines had already suspended their service to China as well. The final vote in President Trump's impeachment trial set for next Wednesday. On Friday, the Senate rejected the summoning of witnesses in the trial. The vote all but ensures the president's eventual acquittal. On Wall Street Friday, a slow day because of the coronavirus fears, driving the Dow down more than 600 points. This is SRN News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 7th, starting at 7 p.m., it's the February 1st Friday Cosmic Concert at the Museum of Science and History. Saturday, February 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Looking at a cloudy sky today with a 50% chance of showers and a high near 60. Cloudy overnight, low 43. For Sunday and Monday, sunny skies, high 65 on Sunday, up to 72 on Monday, and then clear nights through Monday night, overnight low Sunday, 45 down to 49 on Monday.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and Gary's feeling good. Good morning. How you doing, Gary?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for hanging on. Great.
Good, no problem. I got a couple questions for you all, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First one being, as captains, have you ever served as an apprentice where you train somebody else the ins and outs of the industry, so to speak, or the tricks of the trade, however you want to frame it. And the other one is, over the last 15 to 20 years, what do you think has been the biggest improvement that you've carried on your vessel? Is it a trolling motor or something else that you feel has been the biggest help to you or improvement over the last 15 to 20 years? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, I appreciate it, Gary. I'm sure you want to hang up. You might have something else after we talk about this. But anyway, trolling motor is the best thing that they've come out with for years now. I mean, used to, you know, everybody thought, well, the depth finders are really good, and they've been improved those. Fish finders, they've improved all the stuff about them. And,
powerful.
You know, from the original, you know, depth finders that first came out, you know, but that was a huge technological advancement for fishing. But the trolling motors, to me,
How long did we fight those things to put them on our
boats? I know, yeah. Charlie kept telling me, he goes, you need to do it. And I said, nah, I'm old school, Charlie.
So I said the same thing until I used it. And I was like, why did I wait so long?
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would say the trolling motor is definitely, I mean, no matter what electronics they come out with for depth recorders, GPS,
yeah,
that trolling motor. I mean, we don't have to have a depth recorder. I can fish without it. I thought that was rain. No. That was like,
yeah, I don't even turn mine on. Matter of fact, every once in a while, like yesterday morning, I turn it on at the boat ramp while I'm waiting on the clients, see where the water temperature is, and turn it back off, because I don't like to fish with one on, mm-hmm. you know, anywhere I fish at. But the other thing is about training somebody. You know, I took this guy out fishing. This has been like, I don't know, 15 years ago, 18 years ago. I took this guy out. He booked me for two trips, one week and one the next, so he could hit the opposite tides, you know. And so anyway, we're out there fishing on the second time, you know, he was booked. And he proceeded to tell me that was his second time of fishing salt water. But he had went to captain school and got his captain's license. And after that trip, he gave him his 2 week notice that he was going to quit his job and start chartering. And that was his second time ever fishing salt water.
Wow.
So that was, I was like, man, I can't believe
you're going to. There's years of expertise go into that.
Well, I think they called that a leap of faith.
I guess he found a few spots, you know, because I took him, you know, I mean, I don't know what he's doing, you know, he just chartered me, you know. So I guess he found him a few spots to fish and decided that, you know, it was enough fish there to do a business on.
And he didn't let on about having won the lotto, did he?
Yeah. It's kind of funny because week before last, I took these two guys that fished with me probably at least 15 years. And, you know, we went to this one spot and started fishing. And they go, gosh, we've never fished here before. And I said, well, it's a pretty good spot. And they go, well, you fish here very often? I said, well, off and on, you know, I don't fish anywhere like day after day after day, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
they don't
off
get
and on
that.
I fish there, you know. And they're like, how come you never brought us here? I said, well, I haven't taken you to the other 3,000 places right near you. <Yeah. laughs> I mean, you know, we fish in different places depending on where the fish are at.
Yeah, we can cover them, just bring cash.
Yeah. I mean, we can ride over here and spot the different spots all the time, but, you know. And the same thing, I'm sure, with Chip, you know, it's, you know, fishing so many different spots over your lifetime. I mean, you just learn, you know. I mean, there's places like, I got one of my favorite spots that, for high tide fishing, for reds, I fished this creek mouth for years and years and years, always on the outgoing tide. Usually catch fish there, you know, sometimes it's a couple of reds, sometimes five or six. Sometimes it's a flounder and red, you know, stuff like that. And there's a lot of current coming out of this creek, and it's like 12 foot wide maybe. And so one day I had a charter that I was supposed to pick him up at 10 o'clock, and we were going to fish outgoing tide, low tide, first incoming, mm-hmm. just half a day. So I put the boat in at 7 o'clock. I'm going to run over there and go up that creek. We got high tide. I'm going to go up that creek and see how far it goes, you know. And I went up in there and just using a trolling motor. Pitching, you know, a jig head. And I got up in there and it opens up to about 2 acres of flooded grass.
Nice.
And I saw three tails. I'm like, oh, this is killer. You know, so I sat there and I called a couple of reds, you know. I didn't want to mess it up because I had a charter the next day for that morning. And I wanted to go right back in here and take the guys in here. And I've been fishing that spot now probably 15 years. You know, I mean, it's just something that I fished the mouth of it for probably 30 years. Never went up in there. But it's just something you learn all the time.
Yeah, you never stop learning in this business. He said something about training people. The only time I've ever done it is when I had mates, when I ran the big boats, you know, the sport fish shots. And that's pretty much the way I had to do it. I worked on an 85-foot burger, you know, as a bartender and a first mate. Mm. We didn't fish off that boat, but we traveled back and forth from New York down here. And I got my hours in, and you learn, you know, how to, because he taught me how to run the boat. So, you know, mainly open water when we were running, he would take the wheel so he could take a break. And that's how you learn. But as far as inshore, you know, I would never give somebody an apprenticeship inshore.
Well, it's hard to do that. I mean, you know, if somebody's like, it's, I guess he's talking about if somebody was going to do this for a living, you know, whether you'd want to take him out there and show him all these places or whatever. But, I mean, you're talking, you know, I fished out here for, you know, I'll be 68 this year, so I fished out here for 60 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like it. I find it refreshing when somebody will tell you, I'm looking, you know, I'd like to charter you. I'm looking for a new spot to fish, you know. Besides the guys that go out there and try to hide the GPS and all this stuff, you know, on the phones now and all, you know, you can tell what they're doing, you know, because you pull up to a spot, you know, and they wait. When you start catching fish, they got to get on their phone, set it up, you know. And I'd rather they be honest with me. It doesn't matter to me.
There's guys in the Keys that pull one of those boxes out, the dry boxes, and tell the guys, all right, turn your cell phones off and hand them over.
Yeah.
Closes it up, puts it up, and then they go fish. Yeah. You know, I mean, you
can't blame them. I mean, you know, it takes so many years to find all these spots. You know, and like you said, we're still learning.
Yeah,
I mean, I learn all the time. I mean, it's like, you know, you pass up a place. I mean, I'm going down a river bull redfish fishing, and I pull over one day. You know, I don't know if y'all know Vincent DeSalvo. Anyway, he waves to me. He's on his dock. You know, so. He's over there to talk to him a few minutes. Well, about three or four docks from his, I see this massive structure with all, you know, my depth finder with all these fish, you know. I'm like,
is that the hump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I know where that's
at. Like, okay, I got to try this, you know. So let's get Mike on. Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I got a license, and I still hire Wingo.
Yeah. I look forward to fishing with you again. He's a blast to fish with. He's a fisherman.
Good.
Yeah, and I love his boat. I fell in love with that Seabourn. That
Seabourn?
24FX double step hull. Wow.
I have, Mike, is I got the 22.
Yeah, those are well made.
It's the FX.
Yours have a step hull in it, too?
Two of them. Yep.
Do you have trim tabs on your boat?
No.
That blew me away, Mike. I'm still scratching my head because he has what? You have a 250 on your boat, right?
I do, yeah.
It's got a 250. It has double step hull. The front bow is like stepping onto an aircraft carrier. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran the boat. He let me run it. And I used a trolling motor, which I'm a motor guy. He's a Minn Kota guy. So that was a definite difference for me, the big remote.
Different remote, yeah.
But, I mean, we went.
He had us running around in circles.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, whoa, wait, easy here, killer. But his boat is awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
No trim tabs.
No trim tabs. Doesn't need them.
Yeah. How long have you had your boat, Mike?
I don't know, 4 or 5 months. I got it in August.
Is that the one that did you have Matt put on the trolling motor?
Of course I did.
Okay, because I saw one over there, and that's the only Seabourn that I've seen besides mine. That's, you know, that's
you might see another.
It's actually
next
not
year.
In the dealership. You know what I mean?
What color is it, but, Mike?
Gray.
Yeah, gray.
It's a beautiful boat.
Yeah, I remember because you've got a fish box in yours too. Is that the one I'm looking at? I saw it there.
No.
No, Mike,
I don't know, fish box.
Can you hang on?
Yeah, I'm going to get you to hang on if you would, Mike.
Yeah, you're Chesapeake, Mike, aren't you?
I am.
All right.
Okay. Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like, from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Got Mike on the phone still. Yeah, Chip just showing his picture of that boat, and that's the one I saw it.
Yeah, that's nice.
At Matt's that time, and because like I said, first thing I noticed was the split, you know, the step holes, and because I hadn't seen a boat like that except I can't remember. I mean, if it's a contender or what, but there's just like a 30-something foot.
There's a bunch of them that have step holes.
Yeah,
actually. Go ahead.
It's CV, Captain.
Oh, CV, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Yellowfin do it, too, on their bay boat?
Yeah, a friend of mine's got a Yellowfin that has that style to it. Yeah,
I tell you, another thing I liked about the boat, and Mike was laughing at me, was when, you know, when you go over a wake, how your boat will slip? It'll kind of slip and not, it'll feel unstable when you're going over another, like if you're following another boat. And you go
sideways.
Yeah, it kind of gets you know, kind of gets squirrely. His boat didn't do that. When I went over it, it bit the water, so it was solid going across. You didn't have to worry about that little bump, you know, that little swerve that your boat can get when it breaks loose. Yeah, I'm not to blow his sunshine up his boat, but I mean, I just fell in love with it. Now I'm looking and.
Well, the ride is awesome because I've been on yours. Several times, and yeah, the ride is just very, very smooth.
Yeah, when I bought mine, Mike, they didn't do a 24. They did the 22, and then it went up to 26. But I love that 24, man. That's sharp. You got more storage and also than mine does, just because of the size of the boat, you know. But I love the storage in mine. I love the way it rides. Now, the step hole, I know what they're designed to do. I've got a 250 on mine also. I got a 250 Yamaha show motor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I go to get on plane, I don't really use the step holes like they're supposed to be used. You know, I mean, you can really give it the gas and it will pop up like it has a dolphin on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets that air, you know, the step holes gets that air under the back of the boat and it just pops up, you know, like if I'm out there by myself or just with a friend or something, and I don't mind doing that if they're holding on. But when you have a bunch of clients on board, I don't usually take off like that. But the step holes do help it get on plane even like that. But it's really designed to where those step holes will let you just shoot right out of the water. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
up on
plane. His doesn't dolphin at all when yeah. you come up. I mean, like mm-hmm. I said, and you fished down in St. Augustine last week, didn't you?
I did, and that's why I was calling in, wanting to mess with you. I'm glad to see you're out of the woods finally.
Yeah, it's.
I was kicking in on that flounder thing. I moved my boat down to Catspaw just because I fish with my wife a lot, and the in and out was getting to be a, you know what I'm getting ready to say. So I'm down Catspaw now, and I've just been catching flounder down there. Been out a couple times, and that's all I'm finding. So I can go along with what Leon was saying there. They're just all over the damn place, and you know some. There's some croaker down there right now and a few redfish. I haven't seen any trout down there, though. I mean, I think I know what I'm doing a little bit, and I can't find trout down there at all.
Yeah, we'll fish down there soon, and I can show you some areas to catch trout. You know, and I can't wait to do some tarpon fishing with him and some cobia fishing.
And it still amazes me that the amount of flounder down there just because of the time of the year. Now, I know there was a... You know, it was a better run down there to start with before they started up here. And then we had up here, we had a bunch of small ones. And I know people were having nice ones also. They were finding some big, even double-digit ones up here. But still, the majority of the flounder that was caught up here, I would say on a normal day, was small, you know. I mean, I had a few days where we'd catch 15, 16 flounder, and you'd have, you know, four keepers. You know, what I call keepers, over 14 inches. You'd have, like, four keepers, or you'd have, like, you know, seven keepers. And when you're talking about that many, I mean, that's only a third of what you're catching is any decent size to them to be able to keep, you know, 15, 16, 17 inches, something like that.
Well, I'll tell you, Captain, I was and Chip can verify this. I was up Cabbage Creek there right around Christmas, and I caught one was 19 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just at the mouth of Cabbage Creek there. Hmm. And, you know, so they're around this winter, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I had that one the other day that was a little over 6 pounds, and I was I was shocked.
Yeah.
You know, and it threw out a 10-inch mullet. I mean, it was crazy. So I tell you what, he does something that you guys might, if you use baits that are scented,
uh-huh.
I learned something. That's what we were talking about, learning something.
Yeah,
Mike has the, you know, those little red and white dry little boxes that you can get for lures and hooks and stuff.
Yeah,
he takes those and puts his scented baits in them. So he's got like gulps in one, and it clips down and seals up. He's got fish bites, and he's got them, you know, in different categories and everything. And I looked at that and I was like, that is brilliant. Because it doesn't spill. You open it up, take the one you want out, clip it. It seals it up. It's watertight.
Is it the one with the O-ring around?
Yeah,
the top?
It's got the O-ring around. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why am I not thinking about this?
Yeah.
You know, it's like things like that. You know, it's and I tell you what, I'm absolutely, I shouldn't say this on air, but I'm in love with the reels he's using. I can't wait to get some of them on my boat. So, but they're the Florida Pros, is that correct?
Florida Fishing Products.
Yeah, Florida Fishing Products. Mm. These reels, the drag is unbelievable. The handle, the way they feel in your hand, they're made down south of Lauderdale, or is it north?
I'm not sure where they're made, but it's a couple of young boys down in Tampa that started the business up, and I got to tell you, I've been a Shimano guy my whole life, and now I've got Florida Fishing Products. They're about, you know, 20% cheaper than the Stradics, and I think they're in the same league. I'm not going to I'm not going to tell any Shimano guy they're better because that'd be an argument I couldn't win. But they're daggone good reels. I can tell you that from.
Well, Mike, sure. my new Stratic had to go back. Had to take it back and get it replaced. Had a defective drag on it. First Shimano product I've ever used with a bad drag, but I wasn't having any part of it.
Yeah, well, you can. I mean, you catch a nice fish. You guys are out there chartering. You start locking up a drag or something like that, losing fish, people are going to get upset about that.
Yeah, the one thing I've always liked about them is they're smooth.
Mm. Yeah, right. I mean, that's why I went from Penn to Shimano back in the 80s. Yeah, I guess we are that old. Yeah.
No, that's when it became real obvious. So you're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and these drags, I'm telling you guys, if you want to give them a shot, they are, if you're looking for some new reels, give one a shot and then call me back and tell me I'm a liar because these things are daggone good reels. And,
that's good.
Like you said, maybe 15, I said 20, 15% cheaper than the Shimano's.
I can't wait to get the setup. I'm going to use one setup of spinning reels for bull reds and for tarpon. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, you know, because mm-hmm. they'll work perfect.
What's your, what kind of rods you like?
I've got custom rods. Guy down in Fort Myers been building them for me. A guy named Matt Sewell, Sewell, and they're pretty nice.
I picked them up and started throwing them, and I was like, I got to set these down. Went back to my rod. I was like, these are too nice. I'm like, I don't want to get this route because I'm going to be like Leon Dana. Yeah, $1,000 for setup, no problem, you know. So.
Well, and you also, when somebody gets hung up or something like that, and they hand you their, you know, their custom rod, you know, can you get this out, Captain?
No. Nope.
You just, you're like, boy, you know, you're just going to pop like 8 inches off the end of that rod or something, you know, trying to get it out. I'm like, nah, I'd rather you get it out. I'll tell you how to do it and you get it out.
I see where the Osprey model is like only $180.
Yeah, they're actually, I think you can get them for less than that too.
That's for a 4,000.
Yeah. I use a 3,000, yeah. And his were, you know, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Mike. His are just, I'll tell you after I've had them for a year and a half, but I mean.
Is that the model you got, Mike? The Osprey?
Yeah, I've got 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. I just got the 8,000. They just came out with the 8,000s because I'm getting ready to go down to do the tarpon fishing here in the spring. And I've got two tarpon setups with Shimano Twin Power 14,000s, and I will have the Florida Fishing 8,000s out with me too. I can tell you that they're that good.
But let me tell you,
they're set up on 7.5 heavy action, so.
Let me tell you, you're talking about looking for trout down there. Don't forget, trout rules changed today. Today we got new trout rules. So
19 inch at the top, right?
Yeah, 15 to 19 inch and 1/19.
One per boat. Per boat. Now.
Yeah, one per boat.
I won't keep them anyway. I won't keep them.
Yeah.
He let a lot of nice ones go last time we fished.
Good call, Mike. I appreciate the info.
I just got a brain freeze. Is it 5 per person now?
5 per person.
Yeah, that's. I just had that part I forgot about. So.
We've got to write it on our head.
Yeah,
now.
I know it. But Mike, great call. I appreciate it. I love your boat, man. I've seen it close up. I love your boat. And
thanks, guys.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Hope to hear you call us again.
See you soon,
give
Mike.
Give us a ring, Mike. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Give us a call, 222-8255. We'll be back after this.